It's the flip side of the record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Hey, Ross, is Twitter destroying art?
Gee, I don't know. We're just going to find out.
Is Facebook a threat to a writer's integrity? And that's what Maria Semple says. You may know her. She's a screenwriter and a novelist based in Seattle, which is the setting of her last book, Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Now, Maria Semple shuns Facebook. She does not tweet. And she told David Hyde she sees social media as the biggest threat to art since
the Peter Criss solo album.
Of Kiss. Kiss.
Exactly. When they all went solo and had their individual albums. And by far, Peter Criss's solo album was considered one of the lowest points in culture.
Now I want to hear it. All right. A lot of people obviously love Twitter. So what's the problem specifically for writers and artists, do you think?
Twitter and Facebook are also social media is obviously a huge time suck and a distraction. That's well documented. I think we can all look at our own lives and realize how much time we waste on that. And even more insidious, I think that it presents itself as this workaround to reality and what is necessary and painful about making art. To create art with any integrity, serious art, requires solitude, a lot of time, courage, and uncertainty. And these are all things that social media says, hey, chump, you don't have to be alone. Things don't have to take time. You're part of this lovely group that's cheering you on. You go, girl. You do it. We'll be here for you. And it creates this false sense that there'll be a marketplace for you of all these people who love you and follow you. And none of those things are true.
This is tough love. Obviously, writing is a solitary experience. Art can be a solitary experience. I spent a lot of time in academia, which could be a very solitary experience. And back then, I didn't have access to Facebook or other kinds of social media, but I could imagine that it would ease the burden and some of the pain of solitude. So what's wrong with that?
I think that solitude is a necessary part of creating art. Being alone is very painful, and anything that can offer us an out from that, I think we will take, and I think it's dangerous to take it. What happens is that with Twitter and with Facebook, it's happening at such a fast pace that it's turning the writer into this cyber beggar who's desperately trolling for approval, desperately trolling for followers, always kind of frantically checking to see how many people loved what they just posted, if they liked the picture of the fish taco they just ordered. And it really redirects your brain and your mind towards this instant gratification and approval from others. A lot of the beauty in art happens is by just chilling and being bored and wandering around without a phone in your hand, without the kind of instant adrenaline of wow, I just posted a picture and all these people responded to it, you know, to just kind of to have a direct connection and experience of people, of nature, of whatever is out in the world. And I think that we are losing our ability to do that. And that, to me, is sad and it's scary.
Maria Semple is a writer and a screenwriter. She's the author of Where'd You Go, Bernadette, and she hates Facebook. She hates Twitter. She's telling us about why. Well, you know, and some of it's marketing, obviously, but that's a part of what it takes for some artists and writers at least to eat. I mean, a lot of this work also involves making a living, right? So that's obviously a part of what writers and artists have to do. What's the problem?
Well, I think that marketing is certainly a necessary component of any artist. And I'm not against that. I realize that's part of your job. You have to do that. I think one has a responsibility. Once you write something or create something, that then you have to turn into a salesman. That's kind of the way that people get the word out there about stuff. But I think that what Twitter and Facebook do is they turn us into these platform builders 24/7. You know, publishers are saying, oh, you have to have a social media presence. You know, apparently, before you get a book deal, they check to see how many Twitter followers you have and how many Facebook friends you have, you know, and then decide whether they're going to give you a book deal. Now, I've seen no correlation at all to successful books and the number of Twitter followers someone has. And I've talked to people in publishing about it, and they totally agree that there's no correlation, but they kind of don't know what else to go on.
So wait a minute. So are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. I have an author page that my publisher has up for me
on Facebook.
On Facebook, yes.
And that's it?
Yeah, I don't have like a Facebook account.
So you're not on there posting and updating? And
no, I used to, and then I stopped about maybe 2 or 3 years ago, really because of the echo chamber. I felt like I was in this world of writers, and it was a lot of people just posting about the outrages of how unfair it was that women weren't reviewed as much as men were, and it was just so much of that, and everyone was just agreeing with each other. And I just thought, like, I don't want to be in this community where everyone's just always agreeing with each other. I thought I want to challenge myself a little more. It sounds crazy, but I think the rebellious act right now is to meet friends face to face. Even picking up the phone, my God, if you call someone, they think someone's died, you know?
Yeah, you got to text.
Yeah, exactly. Texting, I try to just have as much face to face interaction and spend lots of time with my friends.
What kind of reaction, though, do you get from friends who are pretty into social media and Facebook, and they're kind of, you know, didn't you see my vacation on Facebook? Why are you asking me about this? Or, I mean, what kind of response have you gotten?
When you say something like, oh, have you been to Brazil? And they go, what do you mean, have I been to Brazil? Why haven't you seen my pictures of Brazil? And they do get kind of hostile about it. So I actually don't know the etiquette of that.
But I mean, do people pressure and say, look, you've really got to get onto Facebook? I mean, after you left, I should say.
People want you to get back on. The real Facebook fanatics are all, I don't know what's in it for them to have people on Facebook, because I really was never posting very much. But there is pressure, and it does feel scary to not be doing the thing that everyone else is doing. You think that people are going to forget about you. You know, right now I'm starting a new book. I probably won't finish the book for 3 years. And yes, it's going to be scary for me to think that for the next 3 years, no one's going to hear of me. No one's going to know about me. And you have to just cross your fingers that when my next book comes out, that I've done the right thing by not just constantly post pictures of my cute kid, which I can't imagine would sell my next book, but that's what people say.
Well, you're on the radio. Maria Semple, author of Where'd You Go, Bernadette. But let me just ask, you know, you mentioned some people that are kind of Facebook obsessives. Any insight into that? Any friends that you can name?
I know name names because, but I think that there's a loneliness that people have, and apparently this satisfies it. I would contend, and I have argued with people, that it's actually not satisfying, a loneliness. And that's why I say it kind of offers this workaround to life's essentials, which is loneliness. And I think that it is very hard to tolerate loneliness, being separate, the uncertainty of not knowing if what you're working on is going to come together.
So how do you emotionally, how do you find the resources to deal with that yourself?
You just gut it out. You just have awful visceral feelings, and you feel sick to your stomach, and you panic, and you take some deep breaths, and you recognize that that's all that's going on, that I'm outside of the mainstream, and that it's painful and it's a little scary, but that this is the choice that I've made, and it's for a reason. And I really hope that people just hear what I'm saying and think about it. I know that it's like a hugely unpopular stance right now, and everyone just says, like, hey, step aside, granny, you know, the future is passing you by. I don't think so.
That is Seattle author and screenwriter Maria Semple. You may have read her book, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? She's going to be talking more about these issues at Town Hall tonight with Dave Eggers. Dave Eggers is the novelist whose latest book, The Circle, a brilliant dissection of social media in society. I think of it as like the 1984 about social media. They'll be talking about this evening. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.